Just speak from your heart, man.
What do you think it is?
I also come regularly.
Just I know it ends in a 9.
There you go.
It's like 57.9.
Not at all.
Does it work?
Guess what it is.
57.9!
Cool. It's 97.5, but that's cool, dog. You're all right.
We're getting there. Welcome back to Drop Dice, the internet's favorite D&D podcast.
Huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know the adventure sounds pretty sick, but...
Shut the fuck up.
No, just...
Where we last left the party off, they are on Sartosa, the pirate island.
Yeah, we can still be there.
Yay.
They did some stuff. They fought some Zangors. I'm convinced
I'm going to die here.
At the rate we're going.
Yeah.
You kind of did. A couple times there. Yeah, everyone's doing great. In a boarded up house, we have Greg, Kronk, and Fargrim. Ak having vanished when they were fighting and dealing with the Book of Zeench, actually, at the Temple of Manon. Jurgen has been absent for a while. Maybe he comes back today. Maybe Alec is just here for moral support. Who knows? Not me.
It'd be wild if Gaunt came back, just like alternate timeline shit. We're going to be
what is happening?
It's the evil. Zombie it's the evil Gaunt. Version.
So he's actually just objectively good.
He's actually a healer.
Yeah, evil Gaunt. Be like, I made you some nutritious food.
He's vegan.
Yeah.
Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
I am Fag playing Kronk Enator. You know my shtick by now. I'll be fucking people over.
I'm Ben. I play Ak, the kobold skink monk warlock of Ulrich.
Alec playing Jurgen, the high elf, wizard, druid, demon hunter.
Master of pockets.
Cosmic adventurer.
I'm Zach. I'm playing Greg, middle class laborer from Midtown.
All right, Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer, and that's pretty much it.
Chronic CPAP user.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot going on. I got health issues.
That'll happen. Yep.
Okay, we're actually going to pick up with Ak.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about this.
Guess what? Amber didn't.
I did not. Okay, so Ak, you... Where the last thing you remember, you were in the temple of the basement of Manon.
Mm-hmm.
You were dealing with this book. It looked like Kronk and Fargrim were being compelled to read it. Gregor's body had just kind of slumped in place. A lot was happening. You reappear. It looks like you're in the same room, but the book is gone and all of your friends are gone. You're just in this dark basement. With the lingering scent of magic in it.
Okay.
You're alone with your thoughts.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So just everything that was in the room is just gone now? It's like the
your friends and the book are gone. There wasn't really anything much of note in the room other than that. Like, there's still, like, some random debris that was there. It's still there.
Okay.
It's like most other things haven't changed.
There's
some blood splatter on the floor, but like,
okay,
the normal amount for your friends doing anything.
Gotcha. So it's not like,
okay. No one exploded.
Yeah,
but there's a little pool of blood going, ah.
Gotcha. So okay, so it's one of my friends' bloods for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
But not like an amount of like they bled out, but like something like they were bleeding when they came down here.
Well, it's more like I'm like, how much time passed? Like clearly,
the blood is barely screaming. It's mostly dry.
It's okay, just a so it's bit been like, it's been a little bit of time, but not like it's not like it's been years or something. Like
no,
like that.
No,
okay.
It's been like
it's more of a light moan.
Yeah,
maybe like a couple hours.
Okay.
No, it definitely has not been specifically 10 years.
Okay. Well, can I... I believe I have a sending stone to someone.
I think you have one to Gregor.
Yeah.
I believe... Can I fish that out of my bag and...
Yeah.
And be like, hey, Greg, where'd you guys go? Hello?
So, I have two questions. One, do I hear it? Or two, is this taking place during the time in which
I'm projected? No, so this is, you guys, if you remember, lost Ack.
Yep.
When you were dealing with the temple and everything that happened after that. So you guys went back to the house that you had pulled up in to wait for him to find you, or for you to find him, or to hear or something.
I guess that was my question of, like, I didn't know if we were going back in time a little bit, or... Okay, no.
No, so it's been... Okay. I think it's been, like, what, like 5 hours?
Something like that.
You guys were holed up. It's like...
in the house.
You're in the house. It's, like, true nighttime. You did get the call from Middenheim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get this message?
Yeah, you get this message.
Breaker 1-9. We're holed up in Crack House here on Sartosa, or...
Is it just a one-use thing, or do you get to...
You get a full minute.
Okay, I guess I'll go find whichever crack house. There are a lot of run-down houses, but I'll find you guys. Yeah. I'll check a couple. It'll be fine.
Breaker, follow the scent of mayonnaise. Or
I'll put mayo, like, on the front.
Can do. Over. So I will leave the basement, I guess stealthfully, if I can, just to be careful
it's
as
like
I leave.
Eerily quiet. And you notice the mayonnaise that was on the doors is not on the doors.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
You had a whole minute to let him know that it's literally the house we stayed in just the other day.
I was saying the same thing.
And you're
thing,
just
but...
like, just smell for the mayo.
Hey.
Why?
Comment mindset.
Oh, you guys
I don't know if someone else is on these comms.
You had 20 seconds left.
We were in the same crack house as before.
Gotcha.
Do you have mayonnaise on your person?
Always. I have a jar of infinite mayo.
Oh. That's a thing?
Yes.
We made it a thing.
It's not actually infinite, but it's like 20 gallons, which is basically infinite.
So just a jar of mayo.
It's the alchemy jug.
Yeah.
And basically it spawns like 20 gallons, like a day.
Every day you can spawn.
You should open a Subway.
Well, maybe Greg will.
Yeah,
Greg needs a new career now.
I guess I'll leave the Temple of Manon if possible.
Okay. It's notably mayo-less and eerily quiet, like fully nothing quiet.
Weird.
Like no bugs.
Not gonna read into that at all.
No.
No. I feel like I should. Because Ack is older now. He's wiser.
He is.
Can I roll some sort of perception check to see what's up with that?
Sure.
That's not the greatest.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 7 plus 7, so 14.
You did deal with a demonic incursion. It's possible the demons scared off or killed most of, like, the small things that would be making noise, and then you killed off... Your friends killed off all the demons. So there's kind of a hole in the ecosystem.
We saved the town is what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah,
is
that it's surreal, but it makes sense.
We saved the town. That's the explanation. All right, I will head back to our crack house.
Okay. Yeah, after...
We're trapping.
Takes you maybe another like 10 minutes to get there. You all are just kind of hanging out. I'm like, that's weird. What the heck happened to Ack? You hear a little skittering knock on the door.
There wouldn't be a knock on the door.
What? How?
I would appear from behind Greg and be like, hey guys, what's up?
Always.
Not. I'm not even startled anymore. Yeah. Not because I expect it, but because my lack of awareness. Yeah. I'm not having clocked that he was there. So I was like, oh, it's good, dude.
Who has a passive perception above 12?
Could never.
Oh, God. That. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm at 12.
Oh, you're no.
At
12. Okay.
I have a 15.
What's wrong with me?
Everyone but Greg, as Ack appears behind Greg, he seems fine. I mean, obviously, he seems still a little older. His joints creak a little bit more. But you notice there's some new scars on him that seem... It's weird, because you just saw him a couple hours ago, and you were pretty sure he didn't have these scars, but they look like they're years old. Like, they're already, like, fading.
What?
I'm scared.
What the fuck happened?
You notice this on yourself as well. Like, as you're, like, running around, you're like, what the fuck did that come from? It's, okay. It's like me and bruises, but, like,
I don't remember
years
that scar.
Old. Yeah. But it's, like, healed and, like, faded, and you're like, oh.
Okay.
I didn't know I had that. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Where have you been?
You, What do you mean? I was in the basement area with the book, and then Greg collapsed, and you guys were going to go read the book, and then there was like a flash or something, and then everybody was gone.
And then it went black, and then
everything,
you blinked, and then when you opened your eyes from blinking, everyone was gone, and it was dark.
Yeah, it was like you guys were about to read the book, and then I blinked, and then you guys were all gone, and I was alone in the room, and I don't know what happened to the book. That was like took maybe like 10 minutes to walk. It's like 15 minutes ago.
Okay,
yeah, bro, it's been like a whole day.
It's been several hours.
No, it's been like 15 minutes. like maybe 20.
All right, so maybe for you it's been 15 minutes. For us it's been like 5 hours.
Since weird.
We last saw you.
I don't think that's how that works, guys.
Because we dealt with the book.
Yeah, no, we're telling you that's what happened, though.
Around anymore. You like vanished.
And no, you guys disappeared.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, from me.
Okay, so here's the thing.
You were
right?
reading the book, everything went black, and then you guys were gone.
So
you vanished.
We were working on the book thing.
Yeah, I remember. You guys were going to read.
Did
Greg was down.
Did you see us finish the book thing?
No, I remember you guys were reading.
You weren't there because we saw us finish the book thing.
No, it just was gone.
Perception's reality, dude. Yeah,
for sure. Okay. Got it.
Okay. So when you guys disappeared, where did you go?
We were still in the room.
Yeah.
We stayed there.
And then after the book, we went and told everyone that we'd taken care of the demonic incursion. And then we came here to wait and see if you would show up.
Okay.
Which you have.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So what's next? So we did the thing.
As you guys are having this conversation, you notice a little shimmer of magic in the corner of the room. It's beginning to appear.
Gun!
I'm ready in action.
Stepping out, dusting off his robe, shuffling through his pockets, you see a familiar face.
I throw a javelin.
You do?
I cast a disintegrate.
Your friend Jurgen. He's now standing in the corner of the room, kind of dusting himself off.
I'd like to think I look even older. Like,
even
by elf standards, I'm much older and much more haggardly looking. Like, my overcoat now looks more like a homeless person's, like
it's looking shaggy.
He has three more coats and 74 more pockets.
Jesus there's Christ. Definitely types of, like, moss and stuff growing on my, like, big druid jacket.
How much does that weigh?
Yes.
I take it off. I'm just fucking yoked.
You're like prison Iroh.
Yes.
All right. So there's a lot of timey-wimey shenanigans going on, which I guess isn't totally to be unexpected considering the circumstances.
I'm just going to dap up Jurgen.
Jurgen, a couple things have changed in this group that you noticed specifically. Gregor is not wearing his helmet. For the first time you are seeing his face, he has... You thought his eyes were green before, but they are like a bright, piercing blue.
My perception, my like passive perception, everything is so high, I'd like to think I kind of already knew.
Yes. But bright blue eyes, blonde hair down to his ass.
But he still has an orc face?
Nope. You never saw the orc face.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'd like to think I caught on. Because I did that scan of you.
I did the x-ray of your scan, though.
I don't remember. It's been so fucking long.
Gaunt had the x-ray ring.
Pure human, kind of slightly rounded face, normal teeth. Human as the most human you could think of.
Works construction, laying bricks.
Yeah. What's up, man? I'm Greg.
Just a guy.
Yeah. Hi. Just like a dude.
So what's going on?
He's also like 2 inches shorter and like a little bit more slim. Mm-hmm. Ack looks older.
Yeah, how long do they even live for?
I don't know. Most of them die really young, so nobody quite knows how long they can live.
I don't know if any of your people have ever died of old age.
No, I don't know.
One, there's
it's
a
like
myth
hamsters.
they always great,
there's great, all that string to their death.
There's the myth of great great grandpappy who lived to be 107 and is still like running around in the new world, just like being cool and shit. But that's a myth.
We don't know.
So I believe, though. I heard a rumor in the ether that you guys were fighting demons, and I figured you could use some help.
First off, I'm fighting demons every day.
Mostly. I mean,
second off, yes.
Definitely probably could have, yeah.
Can I roll up like a perception check or investigation just on everybody? Just to see what they're getting. Oh, I rolled a nat 20. It's a 28.
Very okay.
Cool.
Even with timey-wimey stuff, it looks like Ack has aged 10 years. Gregor doesn't seem comfortable in his own body. Kronk seems to be thriving, and Fargrim seems happier than you've ever seen him.
Oh, yeah. He was always
as if some like weight has been lifted from him.
Did he get his family back?
Nah, I killed his wife, though. It was tight.
Fargrim, as...
That was not actually the wife.
As Greg says, killed your wife, you're just like, wife.
It was a demon pretending to be his wife.
Oh.
What are you talking about, dude?
Do you forget all that, then?
We have actually we have not talked about this.
You have no idea what Gregor's talking about.
Oh, I see. We charmed him.
All right, dude.
We didn't.
We did not.
I didn't do nothing.
I mean, are we just leaving it because it's just beneficial or... I mean,
honestly, yeah, we haven't really like
changed it. Mood, is this probably for the best?
Is this cheaper than therapy?
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Men will literally seek dark gods to erase their memory instead of going to therapy.
Yes.
Can I like do something to look into what spell he's got on him?
Yeah.
Let me see if I have like an actual spell.
You couldn't undo a flesh change, could you?
I don't know. I don't remember any of my shit. When's the last time I was here playing
life his ass back?
I mean, first off, please.
Let me look.
I don't know if he can reincarnate you, but that's the thing.
Reincarnate.
I need you to love yourself.
True polymorph could do it.
But he's never actually seen your original state, so you just end up completely different than you were anyway.
You would just be a generic orc instead of like the orc that Gregor was.
I do have dispel magic as like a seventh level. Or what level is that? A sixth level? Yeah, it looks like it's like a seventh level. Could I do like a seventh level dispel magic potentially?
Yeah, you can try for sure.
Hmm. I'm gonna wait on this. I'm gonna wait and see.
On your flesh change.
I'm waiting to do a vibe check. We're gonna look into this maybe later. What else needs to be fixed? Who else has like problems?
Who's fucked up?
Sound off.
I feel like we're doing pretty great. I don't know.
Get in a line.
I feel like we shouldn't fix him for now.
What do you mean, fix me? I'm fine.
Ignorance is kind of bliss, I think, in this situation.
What happened to you? Where's your helmet?
I still have the helmet.
Why is it not
Fargrim has the helmet.
Yeah. Well.
Who Shrek 2'd you?
Carlos Fateweaver.
I don't know that name.
Some bitch double-headed bird used his mind magic to trick me, deceive me.
Into being beautiful.
Into being soft as fuck, dude. I can't be the bulwark with this weak body.
Oh, you're weaker now, too.
Yeah, I mean, my strength score went down by one, but a lot of my other stats went up by one, so.
Where was this bird guy? Where'd you leave him?
I got sucked into an alternate dimension.
Which one?
His.
So, just a Tzeentch one, or what? Or does he have his own pocket realm?
That's a really great question.
I went there too. He gave me some weird scars, but I don't know what they're from.
It's from you getting older, buddy.
He fucked all of us up.
No, I got some scars.
Except he kind of marginally improved that one. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's what I'm saying, dog. Like,
can you counterspell a spell that's already been cast?
He's low key.
Yeah.
He's low key found inner peace, and I kind of don't know if we should ruin that. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Why are you gay?
But also,
what if he just can't get angry enough to rage anymore?
That's actually what I was going to bring up, though. What if he needs that to be who he is?
Fuck.
You know what I mean? We got a dilemma here.
I really feel like nothing has changed, so I don't know what the fuck your guys' deal is.
So they made you a weak human.
I mean, I'm still jacked. So get that going.
Are you like actually weaker, or you just don't feel like yourself?
Well, both. My strength score, if we're just for actual numbers, my strength score went down by one, so like I'm canonically slightly weaker. I'm still pretty strong, though, because my strength went from a 20 to a 19, so I'm still fucking jacked.
He's just not as jacked.
But I'm not as jacked. Gregor. And I lost my ability to do
excess damage on crits, and I lost my ability to just say I didn't hear no bell and stand up.
Can I do like an arcana check
to
see if...
You can't see in the dark either.
And my eyes hurt.
Your kidney still feels wrong. We can get you some glasses.
Can I do like
an
arcana check to see if I can like identify the spell that...
I need dialysis.
I have a plus 10 arcana. That's a 26.
26. You actually have heard of Kairos Fate Weaver.
That bitch.
Who is the Oracle of Zeench. Mm-hmm. You don't even know if this was a spell or if he was able to just use his connection to the warp to just... Gregor is just human now. It's not even a spell. Like, reality has fully been shifted to the... He is a human now.
I'm going to go on record real quick, though. He sucked me into his realm without all my weapons because he knew if I was strapped, it would have been over for him.
How does Ulrich feel about this? Does he care?
Mm-hmm. You know, me and him are still tight. So.
You actually did have weapons with you.
Yeah, you manifested your hammer and then you just yoked it.
Yeah, but I couldn't do nothing with it.
Yeah, because you threw it away from yourself.
It wasn't real.
What did Ulrich say about you being human? Does he care? Does he like it?
I mean, I still have my powers, so like, we're still cool.
You want to go talk to him?
Not right now.
I mean, have you tried using your power since?
Yeah,
then?
I've used like my lay on hands. I've cast spells. Yeah, you did. Yeah. So at that point, I'm assuming we're cool because you didn't say, "Hey, you reached to do this and it doesn't happen." Like the magic.
Yet.
I still got the souse. So
yet.
You can't recharge your battery.
So what are we cooking right now? What's our objective? We're leaving these two alone.
Last I talked to the survivors here, we were trying to get a message to Aranessa so that her and her fleet will return, and then we need to get all of our forces from Matorka to here, and then get everybody on fucking boats, and then we want to go across to the Land of the Dead. That's the game plan right now.
What did they do to you?
Nothing. I'm good. Nothing. I think.
Nothing.
I should be good.
Nothing.
I read the book and it fucked with me a bit, but
oh,
Fargrim was also reading the book, and I think Fargrim's fine, other than the memory loss, it seems. Never mind.
What?
The what?
The huh?
As you guys are having this chat, there's a furtive knocking at your door.
God damn it. How do they know we're here?
Probably smells like mayo.
I'm gonna go open the door.
It's Jerholm is back.
Is this the cultist?
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, to Kronks. How do they know we're here? You're very loud.
Listen, yes, we are.
Oh, by the way, we have cultists now.
Oh yeah.
Behind him, you do see the guy with the book with the guy writing in the book is just kind of like nodding. The
fucking scribe.
Yeah.
Who do they serve?
Us.
The saint. Is there a new saint?
In what meaning?
Praise the saint.
They think we're.
Saints. Why are you here?
They think we're the shit.
Well, we secured the ship.
What?
Our ship?
What ship?
You said you needed a ship. We got you a ship.
Well, how?
What do you?
How did you secure the ship?
We swam out to it.
Did you secure my own fucking ship?
What ship?
You said you wanted your ship back, so we swam out and we brought it back.
The golden god.
I mean, I didn't think that the saints would crew their own ship.
Okay. At least we got a ship.
That's tight.
A ship crew now.
Why?
Do you guys know how to crew a ship?
Why do we have cultists?
Okay, cool.
Jurgen's okay. Like, what
how
the
dare
fuck?
You speak against the saints?
Shut up.
I guess nah, we cool. have cultists.
Yeah, I guess they don't really fuck with you like that. That's crazy.
Hold on.
No, no. Why are there cultists? What?
I don't know. It's weird and I hate it.
They like us.
We're No. Hold what on. Do you I'm mean gonna... they like us?
Well, they like us.
Guys.
This doesn't check out.
I'm going to close the door on him.
This isn't passing the vibe check.
I'm going to look back at you guys and say, dude, we got rid of like what was going on in the city. Why are these guys still being fucking weird?
Well,
because
we love you.
Yeah, if anything, us getting rid of what happened is only reinforcing their belief that we are saints.
Amber, I'm going to cast See Invisibility to see if there's any of those orbs following people around again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there orbs following people around?
There is an orb behind that.
Son of a... Behind me?
Behind you.
Get it!
I'm going to get rid of it.
Okay.
Fucking orbs!
As you dispel it, you hear a slightly familiar laughter as if a certain Manfred von Karstein is
that
laughing
bitch.
At you.
Oh, ass.
Still looking at
so it sounded vampire-y, not zinchy?
Yes.
I will fuck your house up again.
I mean, he dispelled it, so he can't hear you.
I'm still
maybe.
Saying it.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, hard energy of like when they're reading Frank's wife's will. And it's like, yeah, if she leaves you nothing. You tell that bitch! Like, it's like, I'm just reading a piece of paper. She's dead. Like,
do you guys still have okay. no way to get rid of these things?
You're
not permanently.
Why does he always have herpes?
I have a magical item that makes it so I can't be scryed on, but I'm in the company of a bunch of people who don't. So it seems to be irrelevant.
Correct. Can we get back?
I got this?
You do have the lantern that lets you see invisible things that you never pulled out.
Have this out all the time.
I mean, you can just have
used it periodically. Once. In 4 years.
Maybe just like a once
guys,
per day check.
Guys, can we circle
like,
back?
End of the day.
Guys, let's focus. Can we focus up? Can we focus in here?
Yeah. We're talking about the cultists.
Every day. Yes. Wake up.
We're so past that.
Yeah.
Well, we're not
past it. Like, why are we okay? Like,
who do they worship?
No.
Us.
What do you mean us?
Like the four of us.
The four of us.
In what manner?
Like we are their pantheon.
No, we just think they just think we're based as hell.
We need to stop this.
Okay, but here's the thing.
This is a dark path.
His ego needs this.
Honestly, dude, someone telling me I'm Knuff, and you want to shut it down? You've been back for 5 minutes. You're not helping the flesh change.
Greg, can we just put your ego to the side for a second.
God damn.
Absolutely. Have we not learned that's not an option?
Here's a thing, though, right? Us being like, what makes this weird, in my opinion, right? It's not them just being like, hey, like, you know, we quote worship you guys because we think that you're amazing. It's like a different level. It's like they are like attached to us. They're like the they will do anything for us.
The Church of Ulrich.
I was going to say, how does Ulrich feel about you having grown worshippers? I don't think he would tolerate that.
I'm growing his pack, so
you're not,
that down.
Through the door, you just hear, we worship the saints, for they have saved us
all.
See,
Argrim, you're just not familiar with what it's like to be a super celebrity like I am.
No, dude.
This is extremely normal.
Can you name one good person who has cultists?
Well, it's only when you phrase them as a cultist.
No.
He says they're a cultist. I call them super fans.
No.
I was about to hit you with some real world shit, but I'll keep it to myself.
Now they're going to be our ship crew.
And now they're going to be a ship crew, apparently, because they went and got
that sounds like a bad idea.
Then they're gainfully employed, and
yeah, we won't
actually pay them, but they'll be gainfully employed.
We're going to pay them in motivation.
Yeah.
I hate that everyone's cool with this.
What? I'm going to convert them to the Church of Ulrich.
You won't do shit, dog.
I'm growing the pack.
No, you're not, because they worship you, not Ulrich. Yeah, they don't give a fuck
about
Amber.
Ulrich. We can spin this.
Can I go touch one of the cultists?
Damn it.
You just open the door and Jerholm's right there.
I grab his shoulder and cast Identify on him to see if there's
Jergen's
any spells
last
on him.
His name was Combs. That's
okay.
Crazy.
Let's see what Identify does on a person.
I can read it.
Not today, did he?
You want me to read it?
I got it, but thank you.
Guys, we're like 20 minutes in and have accomplished nothing. We need to focus up.
I feel like this is a big deal, and I don't understand why nobody's worried about
it. It just says if you touch a creature, you learn what spells, if any, are currently affecting it.
Where'd you touch him?
He's under no spells. You do...
Just loves us.
No, that was Gaunt that was here before. You do kind of get the vibe from him. He was a member of Aranessa's crew.
She sucks.
Seems to have gone through a bit of a rough patch.
Had a bit of
a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, seeing these guys as saints seems to be the one thing keeping him going through his mental breakdown.
Heroes.
Mm.
Call me Jack Roger, because I'm a hero.
But yeah, he's not under any spells. He doesn't have anything like carved into his flesh. He's just put what's left of his psyche into praising these guys as saints.
He's a fanatic.
No, really what he is, man, he's someone who's gone through unspeakable trauma and is looking like since we saved him.
Asterisk.
So you guys are just taking advantage of that.
No, we're providing them with purpose.
No, I mean, I'm keeping him alive, bro.
That's what slave owners would say.
No.
Dude,
there's no slavery here. They volunteer to do
what
that.
What this is, what you're getting lost in the weeds here. This is just multi-level marketing.
That doesn't make it okay.
That's true. Jerholm's like Greg. A level 18 right. Now.
I'm gonna pop out the door. So where'd you park my boat?
It's on the dock.
Okay.
Did we finish a rest?
No. Maybe a short rest.
Like 2 hours.
You guys took a short rest you were waiting for Ack.
Can we wrap up a long rest?
No, you don't have time for a long... Unless you're spending the night here. You've already had a long rest.
Is that a threat?
Bro, we long rest.
We don't have time for a long rest?
Dude, we spend the night on the boat?
We got to get moving. We long rest on the boat.
Goddamn, all right.
We got to stay mobile, bro.
Are we on the boat? Do we have a time obligation?
Yeah, so I'm going to fill him in on what's going down in Middenheim to where basically I've been like.
Something's going down in Middenheim?
Yeah, under mass. A lot of shit's going down in Middenheim, bro. Like, forces of death be invading Middenheim proper.
Oh.
We're talking about this on our way to the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at some point, I'm probably going to have to break off.
You mean we're going to have to
break off. Yeah, if you want to come with. Yeah.
But heck, you are not allowed at Middenheim.
I'm not allowed. Oh. That's right. Nah, I can't. Why is he not allowed at Middenheim? Because I am a warlock of Ulrich. I serve him, and I am not allowed back until.
Oh, he has to do his jihad.
Yeah, I have to go on my jihad.
See, I finished my jihad.
What would happen if I sent him to Ulrich's plane then?
That's different. That's not Middenheim.
Yeah, that's not Middenheim.
I don't get it either. I don't know.
You can go to God's house.
Ulrich probably
can't go to his yard.
He probably wouldn't be happy.
Correct.
Stay off the lawn, but.
He probably wouldn't be happy, but like that technically isn't breaking the rules, I think. Especially if I'm sent there against my will.
So basically, at some point, I might need to go back to Middenheim and help bolster the defenses there while y'all carry on.
Okay.
And then I will eventually just meet back up with you guys. Because I have the Helm of Teleportation, so I can always just like
bounce.
I'm going to give that back to him.
Yeah. I'll put it back on. Yep.
Okay.
Doesn't fit right.
You just got to like, say like with your armor, like it still fits. You just need to like adjust it a little bit.
I feel like I for real need to fix this flesh change before I go back to Middenheim though. Because I'm just not ready for these conversations.
There will be a lot of questions because like everyone you grew up with that knows the truth is going to be there. And they're going to have, unless you keep the helmet on.
They
but
might
even
not
then,
even believe you're Gregor.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like they're gonna be like, "Who? Like, how did you kill him?"
They wouldn't think twice. They wouldn't think twice if you kept your helmet on, though.
His eyes are a different color.
You gotta rock up looking like Fabio, and they're gonna be like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah, they're gonna be like, "Why?"
Ack, you know this. He smells different.
They're like, "You killed one of our Templars and took his shit."
I mean, I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Probably better,
but it'd be a lot.
You don't smell like Gregor anymore. You smell like Greg.
That's what I'm saying. But let's keep it rolling here. Like once. I want to make sure you guys are secure before I dip.
Okay.
I'm never unsecured.
I don't got to get ready because I stay ready.
That's crazy, bro. It's combat mindset.
Of course.
Jurgen, let's go rock up to the boat.
To the boat.
Do any of the crew have any orbs following it? Because I have invisibility see invisibility for an hour. So if there's any
No one on the crew seems to. It looked like it was just Greg.
Bro, what's crazy is you just don't believe that these people believe in us.
So we're not calling you Gregor anymore? Just
Greg. No, I'm Greg.
That's Greg.
Yeah. I've lost the ore.
I'm going to point at Kronk because I can send a message like in my head.
Okay. He has mind shielding, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He can still let it in.
Okay.
You have a collect call. For
I'm be like, are we sure this is like actually Gregor? Or?
Unfortunately.
It's just the shit I'd be dealing with every fucking day.
This isn't like a copy?
No.
It's like the Snoke clone in Star Wars.
Somehow Palpatine returned.
Before you guys leave the island, are you doing anything about the altar and the things on it?
We should definitely burn.
Probably should do something.
I feel like we burned down the church.
Yeah. Right?
What altar?
The one that caused this. And that. And that.
That didn't cause this.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want your cult having any competition here, would you?
True.
By cult, if you mean our support group.
Our super fan club,
yeah.
But yeah, so we should probably burn down the church, yeah.
So,
we'll
deal with that real quick. I got to figure out who the fuck is crewing my boat.
Yeah, me and Gregor will we'll go dump oils and light the altar on fire and all that.
Okay. It is.
Make sure the fire doesn't spread as best as we can.
It's made out of driftwood and stone.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay.
Can I go with them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think I could like plane shift the altar somewhere else?
Ooh, probably, yeah.
Push the altar somewhere? What are you doing?
Where are you trying to shift it to?
So I have 4 tuning forks.
You do.
Oh my gosh.
Let me shift it to Ulrich's realm. It's your problem now.
He'd probably know how to deal with it better.
I have a tuning fork to Nurgle's Garden, the Skaven Realm, Ulrich's Plain, and Mount Celestia. So
I will say it's been long enough that if you wanted to have picked up another one, you can have picked up another one too in the meantime.
We can deal with that another time, I guess. Okay. But Nah, I'm just going to let him burn it. I was kind of thinking it would be kind of fucking funny to just ship that shit to, like, Nurgle. Because that'd probably piss him right off.
Yeah.
Like, fucking expedite delivery. Fucking,
fucking overnight prime that shit.
Like, do you think that would start a war between just them?
Leaving a fucking turret on the doorstep.
They're already fighting, but yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to waste my spell slot for that. We're going to save it. I love that spell. We're going to save that for something more fun.
Okay. Yeah, you guys make your way back to the Temple of Manon and...
Dump oils on it, say a few prayers, burn it.
Okay. Much like the book, you do notice that, like, as you're dumping the oil on it, setting it on fire, there's, like, a thin coating over it, so the altar and the things on it don't touch. I'm going to also need a wisdom save from all three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude. Plus 2 to your save, boys. Plus 2 to your save. My aura.
I got a 17.
Oh. That's a 19 plus something.
I thought Greg had no aura.
You said wisdom save?
Mm-hmm.
19 plus...
It's an unnatural 21. 20.
Ooh. 23.
What'd you get?
17.
Okay. You get a mild compulsion to touch the seashell, but not, you are all able to power through it.
You bitch!
But you do notice as you burn it down, like there's like a thin...
I would have said, when I noticed the oil, I would have asked, do you have dispel magic? Can we dispel this magic barrier on the...
Do you still have the spell slot for it? You have not taken a long rest yet.
Mm-hmm. I have dispel magic.
Can you dispel magic, one of you?
I mean, since our last long rest, I didn't cast like any spells. Remember, I was astral projected?
You cast a couple through the astral, because you cast dispel magic a couple times through the astral.
I cast twice. I don't have anything marked.
If you've got it.
Yeah, I'll on the side of caution say I don't have the spell slot.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not burning?
It's like there's a thin shield over it that's burning.
I can see anything that's invisible or on like the ethereal plane. Mm-hmm. So I can see that
there's like a magical shield around it.
Yeah. So if you just want to dispel magic that, and then we can burn it down.
I think it might actually be funnier to send it. So what do you guys, do you think we should just ship it somewhere else? Or
I mean, sure. That sounds easier. Honestly, burning the building down probably puts a lot of stuff at danger. Plane shifting it. Doesn't. At least nothing that I care about.
I think I have to touch it to plane shift it, though.
Then maybe not.
Choose a creature within your reach. Make a melee. It says within reach. So it says within reach, but it doesn't say I have to touch it.
Does it have to be a creature?
You know, I don't know if it has to be a creature.
Hmm. Does it say creature?
Generally, you know, sequence you can...
Or item?
Circle. You make a teleportation circle. You can use a spell to banish an unwilling creature to another plane. On a hit, the creature must make a charisma. So
a creature.
It doesn't
roll
say.
Roll an arcana check.
It doesn't say you can't use it on an item. I got a 21.
You think you would be able to pull it off on an object, but you are concerned about that magical shield preventing you from doing anything.
I'll just dispel it then.
Okay. What level?
Let's see. I'll do 4th level.
4th level? Okay. Roll a d20 and add your magic modifier.
Like my spell attack? Oh, the modifier. I have a +5, so let's see.
It's higher than 4th level, basically, so you're going to have to roll to see.
That's a 7. I rolled a 2.
Damn, you suck, bro.
Unfortunately, as you cast the spell, you feel the energy ripple out. It hits that shield, and it has no effect.
Thought you were good at this, man.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay. What level?
Same.
Same. Roll another d20.
It's a 13.
13?
Still nothing.
Don't do anything.
You know, sometimes you have, like, performance anxiety, and it doesn't really work the way you want it to. It happens to everybody, man. It's okay.
All right, let's bump it up to a 5th level.
Oh, shit.
Why didn't you just start with that, man? Why would you nuke 2 4 level slots? And why not?
I didn't roll. Maybe it would have popped off.
Why not throw some big dick shit immediately?
Roll a d20.
And then do I get to add my...
Yeah, you add the add modifier.
So is it still the same... Well, then I might as well just use another fourth level instead.
If you're able to... The way dispel magic works is depending on the level of the thing you're dispelling, you would need to roll above that unless you're casting it higher than that level. So from your rolls, you can assume this is a pretty high level effect.
Let's just pop up to a sixth then.
That's what I'm talking
about. We'll do a sixth level dispel magic.
Roll a d20.
Oh my god.
Oh, I got a fucking 13. I haven't rolled higher than an 8.
Hey, Jurgen, I know like you've been off doing stuff, right? But like, what you been doing?
I can't control these dice.
Let me make sure I'm doing
I need
right.
my tools.
My tools.
When you cast the spell using a spell slot of 4th or higher, you automatically end the effects of a spell on the target if the spell's level is equal to or less than the level of the spell slot you used.
Yeah.
You can assume it is above a 6th level then.
Oof.
That's some big dick magic, man. I thought you were on that. You know what I'm saying?
You're not helping.
I'm sorry. I'm just going through a lot.
You keep talking. I'm going to fucking plane chip you.
He's dealing with the magics of Carlos Fate Weaver, so, you know, he seems
My
pretty strong.
My skin feels wrong, dog.
He
so
is
sorry.
Acutely aware of his lungs right now.
I cast manual breathing.
You're actually used to much larger lungs, so like as you're
damn,
breathing,
so you're telling me my cardio got worse too.
It already wasn't good. It doesn't feel like you're like suffocating, but it never feels like you're fully inhaling.
What the fuck, dude? Sucks.
Constantly feels like shallow breathing.
So yeah. Did that not work then, Amber?
It did not work.
All right, I'm gonna do it again as a 5th level.
Okay, roll a d20.
Pop off.
I just need to fucking get like not a 4. There we go. I got a 23.
Okay. You notice the magical shield is gone.
All right, about time.
All right, let's burn this bitch.
So yeah, we got oils, we got torches.
Yeah.
While they're gathering all those supplies, I'm just gonna point at it and firebolt it 100 times.
Okay.
Hope it explodes.
And I do mean like actually 100 times. Like I am like
every 6 seconds.
Yeah, your hand is shaking a little bit. From the 10 minutes that you're holding doing this.
It's like one of those scenes in Dragon Ball Z where they're just like bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking Gallic gun and shit.
Yeah, but it's burning. It's singed.
Nice shooting key blast.
You're seeing some like scorched seashells. The dead body of a very dead fish is even more destroyed.
I'm gonna create bonfire too in the entire area it was in. So it'll keep
smoldering. The rest of the church is catching fire.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
the
notice
room
that
you're in is quickly.
I'm gonna leave.
The dried.
We're
wood.
Inside.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought we were on a beach.
No.
No, you are.
No, we're
inside
in a church.
Inside a church, burning an altar, yeah. And the rest of the church is catching fire.
Oh not, well, with I can do leaving. with druidcraft, I can just snuff out the fire.
Why would you snuff?
Well, we need it burning.
What are you doing?
We're trying to burn it down.
What are you doing right
we're
now.
Indoors.
We burned down the altar.
Out. We're trying to burn down this whole motherfucking church, dog.
Yeah,
this building could be something else. We could do something with it.
No.
I mean, it's made out of driftwood and, like, rocks. They can rebuild.
So it's a little shit-ass building.
They can rebuild, yeah.
Brother, it's heavily corrupted. It's all
also that, yeah.
Why does Zinch have such a lame altar? Because
he fucking sucks. Let's burn it.
It was, you can see as you're looking through with your very high passive perception, it used to be a temple of Manan, the god of the sea, and then it was overtaken and corrupted by Zinch. So, like,
I think
all
we should give
like,
it back to Manan.
I think you should shut the fuck up.
They can rebuild it.
I dispelled the magic.
No,
this place has been purified. And then with druidcraft, I can
it's
make
not
it all
purified because it's not burned to a fucking crisp yet.
Yeah, now we have to burn it.
The spell
down.
Is gone. The altar is burned. It can go back to Manan.
You couldn't now, be
the whole. But what is there it? Were demons all over this building. Yeah. Everywhere.
Demon Karkai in the basement.
Like can I do an Arcana check to see if what I'm saying is actually accurate?
Yeah.
God. Dude.
That's a nat 20. That's a 30. Am I right or are they right? I feel like this is like a yes or no. Like, I feel like I would be smart enough to know this.
No.
Especially rolling a 20.
But also, you're talking about dealing with godlike beings, dog.
Burning,
I'm not talking to you.
Ain't it. You ain't it.
Like, the altar does need to burn more until it's gone. Like, you see, like, these cursed relics on it that are singed but not ash yet. And you know they need to hit ash. The rest of the building, it's been contaminated. You probably don't need to burn the whole thing to the ground to get rid of that.
You do.
It can't hurt, but like it's probably overkill if you can just like take care of the altar, which seems to be like the root of the problem.
It's made out of driftwood and rocks. They can rebuild.
You know what we're about to do? We're about to go spend time on a boat. You know who looks after boats? Fucking Manon.
Yeah.
You want to burn down Manon's church and then get on a boat?
Yes. Cool.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're tight like that.
Yeah. It'll be fine. He knows.
It's not his church anymore.
Yeah.
It will be.
It won't.
When they rebuild after we burn it down.
You go outside, you get some seashells, some sand. We sprinkle some of that shit around here. It's Manon's temple again.
I'm so glad I did.
I'm back to dumping gasoline on the ground.
Yeah, I'm staying at the boat.
I'm oil. Hey, dude, it's all got to go.
You have gunpowder?
I do have gunpowder.
They can rebuild on the site.
I don't
want to
waste it on this, but...
Like, they can rebuild on the site once it's been cleansed by the flames, but...
I've seen enough things burned for religion. I think we should...
Bro, this ain't even about religion right now. This is about actual interdimensional beings.
I'm up in the tower dumping gasoline on the ground.
Where did you get gasoline?
Don't worry about it.
Just, bro, this ain't even about the religious thing. This is about, like, there was
flammable
a full-blown demon incursion on this island that originated from this point. We can't let that happen again. So many people died.
So many.
Like... You just want to half burn it?
No. See, we got rid of the altar.
The tower is probably in flames by now.
You are on top of now a burning tower.
That's fine. Yeah, dude.
With like bioluminescent blood and little piles are just going,
yeah, it's fine. I'll jump down.
Okay.
I just genuinely don't understand your logic of like we should burn it, but not all the way.
The altar I want burned and gone, but like the building is just a building.
It's already on fire now.
It's wood, it's rock.
Demon Karkai.
I'm going to walk back in through the front door and be like, hey guys, the tower's like half burnt down by now. We should probably get out of here.
Half burnt?
Yeah, it's still going.
I didn't realize you were a half
burnt. It's still going.
When we leave, is this building going to catch other buildings on fire?
I hope so.
It's kind of like off on its own. There are some dry seagrasses that you're a little worried about maybe catching and burning the entire...
Can I bonfire those just to turn them to ash and then get rid of the bonfire just so they...
You're doing like a fire line around
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
That sounds great.
That's even better. More of that.
you're able to use your magic and make like a wide fire zone so that it can't probably spread. Probably.
I hope I die in this fire.
I'm going to need to restock up on oil.
I don't even know what island I'm on, Liz.
You are on Sartosa, which is a island that is formerly run by a council of pirates. Even for a pirate island, it has seen better days. It's looking rough. You haven't really run into too many, but like you see the remains of undead like everywhere.
I'm going to take a rock off the beach.
Okay.
Sentimental value.
Yeah.
And teleportation.
I mean, yeah. Tactical rock. Classic.
You do notice, too, as the fire is burning, like, as you guys are leaving and the fire is burning and going around it, as you guys are, like, getting back to the beach, it's been burning for maybe, like, 30 minutes now, a light breeze and soft rain comes over the whole island.
See, Manon's pissed off at us. He's making it fucking rain.
Or
I think it's more of like a cleansing rain.
Rain is not always bad.
I'm joking.
I think it's more of a hard reset, my guy.
I'm kidding.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Washing away the
I'm going to drown myself in protest of
what's everyone's passive perceptions?
18.
I got a 10.
Yeah, 15.
Fucking 10.
Yeah. Passive perception, 17.
I'm just still staring at the fire. Just.
Yeah, you're kind of blinded, but like usually your eyes adjust really quickly to like bright lights. No, you're just seeing like flame in your eyes for the next like 2 minutes. Jürgen, you're the only one that notices this. Far, far off, you hear the soft screech of a seabird.
Hmm. He wants his church back.
I feel like that's him saying thank you.
It's mournful. It's like a bittersweet, mournful sound.
You ain't even hear that shit, dog.
I know. I'm just like, man, that fire's legit.
Yeah, you're walking back to the docks and you're still seeing flame in your vision.
I'm going to toss a coin into the ocean.
Okay.
I feel like that's something Manon would be cool with.
Yeah.
The water ripples.
You flick a coin in. Act, do you chase it?
No. Yeah. Tempted, but no.
Who's okay. on my fucking boat?
As you go to the... They actually parked it. It's not Aranessa's private berth, but this is like one of the nicest berths.
Is it the Golden God?
It is the Golden God hey, that you see as you're walking up. It looks as if someone has cleaned it. There's still a lot of like dried blood and demonic ichor on it.
Concerning.
But someone tried to clean
it. It's dried.
It's dried.
Cool.
Can I do a history check on this boat?
Dried, and you're not quite there yet. You guys are still burning the church. But someone half-heartedly scrubbed at it for at least 42 seconds.
You know what? It's longer than I probably would have scrubbed. Who's on it?
You probably would have just used magic to clean it, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Currently, you notice a couple of the cultists are kind of like moving around the rigging and kind of like prepping everything.
Up. Super fans. It's all about conquest. We're rebranding.
A couple of your minions.
Nope, super
cultists.
Fans.
We're going to go with minions because I feel like that's road option. Are working on the rigging, like fixing the sail. It looks like at one point someone had burned an icon of Tzeentch into it.
Okay.
They are patching it so you can't see that, but unfortunately with the way the patching works, they're just patching over a burn, so it's still vaguely the same outline.
You know what? We'll work on that.
But it's a little better.
Mending is a thing.
I mean, again, these guys are like, they're sewing it with like scraps of cloth, so it's like squares over it. It's a 6-bit Tzeentch eye.
You wouldn't know what it is if you didn't already know what you were looking at.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What is it?
It's a damaged sail, Fargrim.
If you squint at it wrong, you can vaguely see the Eye of Tzeentch has been patched over with new sail. As if when the demonic incursion happened, something took over the ship and was like, put the icon on the sail.
I'm gonna search this whole ship.
That's right. It's been patched by your minions.
Super fans.
Cultists.
Super fans.
Cultists.
Super fans.
Shut the fuck up.
Jer Holm's friend.
Tier 1 subscriber.
Jer Holm and his
tier
friends.
Tier 3 subscriber.
Jer Holm and his friends have tried their best to fix it up for you guys in the last few hours.
I'm gonna search it real good
That's
for any other Tzeentch.
Reasonable.
Icons or any kind of...
Are there any other crewmates or is it just the super fans?
Just the super fans.
Okay, cool.
I don't think you guys left any crew with it.
Well,
and
I know
if
that
you
there
did,
was
they
previously
would be dead.
A crew of the Golden God from when we did the contest.
We had like hired...
They're all dead.
Like
Since
whole,
then, yeah.
They are
dudes,
all
those
dead.
Dudes are for sure dead. Yeah.
They're dead and zombies and dead again.
Damn,
no
that sucks. Good help is hard to come by.
True.
We need more super fans.
Jer Holm is kind of like, don't worry. Saints, we're here to help.
Jer Holm, you got any more friends? Anyone that can operate a boat?
No.
You got any sailors? Whole rest of Aranessa's crews are up at the... We could go convince them for you.
Wait, who's where?
Where are they?
No, at the fortress?
Yeah.
They kind of low-key hate us.
The guys that
You're
don't
not
like
there.
Us, yeah.
You three are not there.
Yes, I'm sorry.
They're not going to...
Your second mate.
I'm still watching a burning church.
Are you guys, like, homies? Like, what do
I
you mean?
I mean, we used to all be on the same crew. I think we could... We're very convincing.
No.
You know what? I think you guys stay in your lane. They've been through a lot. Everyone copes in their own ways. They seem to be more angry.
They don't understand the saints.
Nah, I'm aware of that. They really don't. They don't seem to appreciate us as much as you guys do.
We should convince them.
You should definitely not.
If they don't appreciate... What did they do to you that they don't appreciate you?
They didn't do anything.
They just disagreed.
They disagreed with the saints.
You're making it worse.
Okay, can you just not... Listen,
I'm just being honest.
Okay.
If we kill Nagash, this is never going to stop.
Okay. We don't need them. You guys are fine. You're enough.
I don't like how you said if.
when?
Also, they're waiting for Aranessa. So, like, they got shit going on.
Yeah, we've already talked to them. We've got different stuff going on. So, they've got their job. You guys have your job.
Correct.
But they blasphemed the saints.
No.
I don't
Steve
think so.
Jobs.
I don't think so. What we need from you guys is to make sure this ship is ready for us to sail.
That's what we've been doing. We've been preparing it for the saints.
Okay,
let's just keep doing that. Shall be christened and shall sail the seas telling the word of the saints.
What do you mean christened?
You got any champagne?
What's that?
I don't think champagne exists in this universe because it comes from Champagne, France, which doesn't exist.
Yeah, but the old world is basically Europe.
Yeah.
Are you speaking of Bretonian wine?
That
sure.
Sparkling Bretonian wine.
Some bubbly.
Fizzy bubbly.
So how
fizzy bub.
Rewind. Fizzy how are you christening this
fizzy
ship?
Bubbly.
Well, the saints will do it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's why I want a nice bottle. You break it over the front of it, you know?
I mean, there's some in the wine cellars in the fortress.
That seems like a waste. It seems like a waste of alcohol.
When Ack gets back, he's going on a run.
Hey, Ack, do a beer run?
Yeah.
Needs you to get the bubbly.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to start.
But you don't want us
ship.
To go enlighten them about the ways of the saints.
No.
No, they got their own thing going on.
Stay here.
Everyone's busy.
Don't leave this fucking ship.
We got a lot going on.
I'm not on the ship. Should I be on the ship?
Are we not on the ship right now?
You're like on the docks walking.
Next,
just in the general vicinity for right now, because we're going to get ready to lift off soon.
I was going to go pick up some provisions, but if that's a problem.
That's a great idea. You can do that. But if you need extra people to assist
the saint said to stay with the ship.
Go ahead. Go.
I don't want to upset the saints.
No,
you're fine. Do you need somebody to go with you?
Oh, I was just going to get some of my brethren to help.
Excellent.
Okay. This is not work for the saints. This is... You're way up here.
Where are you getting these provisions from, by the way?
Around. We're going to see
what
we can
find.
Not going
to be the fortress, is it?
We have difference of opinions with our former people.
Mm-hmm.
We would not steal from them, but we would see what we could get from the rest of the island. There are several farms.
Okay. This is reasonable.
Wine cellars. We would see what we could get.
Perfect.
And then if necessary, we would.
No.
Don't talk to them.
Don't. Just leave them alone. Don't fuck with them.
But if it's between them or the saints.
I don't need you guys to start an incident.
We would not start anything we could.
Are you
finish.
Arguing? Are you arguing with Kronk right now?
I am merely reminding the
Are
saints.
You perchance disagreeing with me?
No, I just... These affairs are so beneath
I thought that was blaspheming.
So beneath
having a disagreement.
Concern.
Can you just go get your shit. Go get the stuff. And
leave
don't
the fortress alone. It's off limits.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to go on the ship.
Okay, yeah, you go on the ship. It's been cleaned badly in a hurry.
Okay.
But it seems, since it was like parked offshore, not too much happened. It seems like the undead didn't really get to it.
Okay.
The crew that was on it did seem to fall to Zinch. But it looks like most of them either had abandoned ship pretty early or were killed.
Okay. I'm still going to search for remnants.
Yeah, give me a investigation.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
That just hit my arm and is now a net one.
Ship looks great. Ship All looks right. perfect.
Ship shape.
Cool.
You don't even really see the poorly cleaned up bloodstains. You're like, this is a great ship.
Okay,
honestly, I probably wouldn't acknowledge that anyway.
Yeah. That's just character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a ship. You know, people fight on it.
Ships have bloodstains. That's just how it is.
Correct.
Sometimes they glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how blood goes.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I guess we will just wait for them to get back. Probably going to start resting.
You do notice a large bonfire starts. You can just see like flames and black smoke.
All right, so I guess it's
probably them.
Yeah, they did the thing.
Wouldn't be funny if it wasn't them. A second bonfire goes up.
Well, that,
I'd be a little
that
concerned
would be
at
more
that
concerning,
point.
Yeah, if the orientation of the fire is not towards where
it's
the temple was.
Massive fires in the distance. Oh fuck.
Then that would be concerning. But I'm assuming we can.
It looks as if General it's area. Just the Temple of Manon that's on fire currently.
Yeah. And I'm claiming the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
Just the Temple of Manon.
I hated that. All right. Cool. While he goes and situates that, I am going to go look for some ale.
Okay. You find the galley. It's where it always was. Unfortunately, it looks like everything that was in here has been purged.
Right.
The one ale cask that you find kind of like half hidden in the back looks like it's been turned to blood and is gross.
Ooh.
Then I'm just going to take out my decanter of endless mead.
What do you do with the ale cask of blood.
I guess I could just toss it overboard. I mean, I don't...
Okay.
Littering?
Yeah.
Fargrim.
It's going to attract sharks.
Sucks.
Horrible vintage.
Never been more disappointed in Fargrim.
It is what it is, man.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to hear.
That's right. All right. So
yeah,
whenever we come
back.
Making our way downtown.
Walking fast.
Mm-hmm. Faces mm-hmm. fast.
Gregor, as you get to the dock, your vision, you finally stop seeing that like after effect of
thank flight. God.
Oh, you can't see? That's I forgot you can't see in the dark anymore.
It is dark, but it has been less than 8 hours, so when you poked him in the eyes earlier, he can still see in there.
Okay, cool.
He just, because he had that dark vision, he looked at the flames and kind of like seared his cornea a little bit.
Yeah. It hasn't even been that long, man. You can't forget that.
Fucking blinds himself.
Shames.
Poor Greg.
He's just Greg.
So sad.
Kronk, we're back!
What have you been doing in the captain's quarters for the last... Napping.
I'm going to keel haul myself.
Shitting himself.
Get situated.
All right. Do we need anything else before we go? Are we going tonight or tomorrow morning?
I guess that depends on how long it's going to take the super fans to get the supplies.
Correct. And also occultists.
Our tier 3 subscribers.
What did we come here for originally? Did we get what we came here for originally?
No, we came here for a meeting with Aranessa to try to get help for the invasion into the
death.
Yeah, but we don't know how long it's going to be.
Yeah.
Ships and manpower.
So we sent a message to basically be like, didn't we tell her to meet us in Matorka?
Correct. I believe
so. We're going back to Matorka?
Well, that's the Matorka's like the staging area for the big push to the land.
We were going to Matorka, loading people up, and then coming back to Sartosa. They should be here by then.
Is that what happened? We're going to go back and listen to it again. I don't remember exactly what you said in your letter.
Because I just know, we had a group of Templars meeting in Matorka, which I don't know if they still will know now, though.
We had Templars, we had dwarves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with things going on in Middenheim, I don't know if that strike force will be there anymore because they might have been recalled.
We shall see.
And dwarves will still be there, though.
It might be more worth it to them to go deal with the problem at the source than...
That too.
You got any interdimensional wizards you want to call up for our strike force?
As one of the temple guards, maybe. You were given the warning. The implication was the strike force is still being delivered.
Okay.
But you were given the heads up of like, hey, things are happening.
Sure.
Not necessarily even a recall, but
a courtesy call.
Dieter is back, and this is kind of like an all hands on deck situation.
Dieter's a little bitch.
I'd like to think the other interdimensional wizards are doing one of those, like, you know, when there's a Marvel movie and there's some big world ending threat, and then everyone's like, where the fuck is Captain Marvel? Where is, you know, this guy? Like, oh, they're dealing with an even bigger threat somewhere.
Another giant galaxy ending threat.
I think it's kind of like that. Like,
no, they're literally just waiting for the final battle, be like, we're going to pug and pop out.
I'm actually here on vacation from that.
Yeah.
this is me on PTO.
I took some leave to get out of the cosmic war to come deal with this one.
Yeah, the wizard that you got your house from is just like hanging out, eating popcorn. Just like, this is entertaining. This is good entertainment.
They're camping so they can kill steal at the end and take all the glory.
We're trying to KS our final boss. Yoink our loot like Gandalf.
Yeah.
XP farm.
Fucking wizards, man.
Okay, so as you all make your way back to the Golden God, Jerholm and his companions do come with a concerning amount of supplies. Like, where did they even get all of this stuff?
Yeah, they went.
They were looting, for sure. 100%.
Expert foragers. There's a lot of dead people on this island. I ain't gonna need shit no more.
It is a pirate island.
And
adrift.
They were also like part of the crews of one of like the prevalent people of this island, so like they know where the good shit is. They've known where the good shit is. They probably have their own stockpile somewhere.
We got great.
Are we gonna Shanghai any extra crew before we leave?
Do we need it to?
I don't think so. Is there enough crew to like staff the Golden God?
It'll be.
Can we have any losses? I guess would be.
You
the more
really
important
can't
thing.
Have losses. So you have enough people to crew it.
It's good.
It could also help.
It's only like a couple days, week voyage.
Yeah, like you'll make it. I think it's like, depending on the weather, it'll be between like 5 and 10 days.
Okay. Between 5 days and 6 months.
Yeah, it depends on the weather.
Oh, yeah, Ack.
Yeah.
Hold up. Did anyone get the bubbly shit so we could christen the ship?
No, it's only in Aranescu's wine cellars. Someone said we shouldn't go there.
I can do that, though. Because
you got like 20 minutes to go steal some bubbly wine from Aranescu's wine cellars.
Do we really need to do that? Like,
absolutely.
I'll get a couple extra for you, Fargrim. It's the good shit. I've got a bag of holding. I can take a lot.
Oh, yeah. Who has the book? Whose bag is it in?
I think it was, was it mine.
I thought far either you were far.
Not me.
Were we able to just put it in a bag of holding?
Yeah, because remember I tried to burn it.
I believe it's in far.
And then it exploded.
It's in far. Okay. Just curious.
Try not to raw dog that book in my backpack.
What's the book?
It's Book of Zinchi.
Yeah.
What does it do though?
Zinchi stuff.
Like it's just like forbidden knowledge or
we don't pretty know. Much.
And you guys couldn't open it?
I don't know.
No, they did open it. They read it, actually.
Is that what caused this church to spawn up? Was you guys...
It was already
no,
there.
No, it was...
We were trying to eliminate the thing, but then it tries to compel you to read it. So we were able to dispel it and get it closed, which ended, like, the ritual shit that was going on. We can't destroy it.
I tried to destroy it, and it just, like, bounced back, and I almost exploded myself.
Could we plane shift it somewhere else?
That's kind of what we did with the fucking... What's it called? Just putting it in the bag of holding?
Yeah.
So it's just like...
We could put it in my pocket realm, then no one could get to it.
Yeah, but then you can.
I don't know if we should give the wizard...
I'm not a Zinj worshiper.
The magic book of forbidden knowledge.
I believe you border on... Was it corn?
Mount Celestia.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you did.
I went with the Mount Celestia. I went with the safest one.
Yeah, the smaller house in the nicer neighborhood.
It's Berserk Volume 1.
Which I'd like to, we can talk about it later, but I'd like to think it's been so long that like, because I started that like druid garden with the big trees.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think, because it started off as an acre, but in my mind, like the trees have just overtaken the empty space on the side. So now it's actually like much larger.
Yes, it has been growing.
My house has been pushed up into a tree.
He's eminent domaining his neighbors.
That's kind of nice.
Well, I don't think with Pocket Realms you really have neighbors. It's just like you have a piece of land and then it's just like
the abyss,
the vastness.
Yeah, it's maybe in like 3 millennia you'll have to worry about bumping into Mount Celestia, but like.
Eminent domain.
You'll figure it out by then.
All right, I go steal a bunch of alcohol from Aranessa.
Okay. Are you doing anything else on the way there? Like, if you hear a conversation, or like, how do you want to do?
Do I hear anything interesting?
Roll me perception roll me a stealth also. I don't think you're gonna need it, but
this motherfucker's gonna try to burn around my boat.
I rolled an 18 and a 19 with advantage, and I'm like plus 11.
Okay, yeah. Like if you rolled a 1, it would be really fun.
Yeah, and then perception, I forget what that is. Oh, yeah, it's plus 7.
Cast 5th level. To
16 plus 7, so
okay.
23.
You over here, so she's going to go to the rendezvous? It sounds like it. And I don't know, it's been so much silence that it's interesting.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
That's all that you hear.
Cool. Nice. Interesting. Good to know. Good to hear. I guess I will go rob her of all of her alcohol.
So in the basement of the fortress, there is a very nice wine cellar. It looks like it has been raided by a lot of people commiserating in a lot of misery with not a lot of calories. But there's still like there's like the main area, which has been picked over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the locked area in the back with like the good, good stuff.
There isn't any more because I'm there.
How much are you taking?
I've got a bag of holding. So
how much space do you have in your bag of holding?
A decent amount because I took the cow skeleton out.
I put like a whole cow carcass in there.
It was a skeleton and a goat and some chickens.
Why do you have a dead farm in your bag?
Because I learned how to make bone magic.
Fucking scrimshawing and shit?
Yeah, magic scrimshawing. Yeah, I've got like 400 pounds of empty space.
Well, a standard bottle of wine is a little under 3 pounds. So you get a lot of wine.
Are there any, like, casks at all?
Yeah, you can
maybe not just necessarily wine, but, like,
can grab a couple. There's most of that is in like the outer area of like the ale and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like the locked area is like fine wines from like a bygone age.
Okay, these I'll take like at least one cask of ale from the front, and then like
you're finding like elf wine from like 300 years ago.
Yeah, I'm just throwing.
Yeah,
I'm just
you're just throwing stuff. Okay, I'll send you the list later.
Okay, I'm just grabbing stuff. Not everything necessarily. But
Kronk specifically said bubbly, and you do find like a bubble. You were able to read the sign, which is a little bit.
I don't admit to it, but I do.
Of like the bubbly section, you find a beautiful 75-year-old dusty bottle of Bretonian bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
We're getting a couple of them. Yeah.
Fucking shit.
Yeah, you grab a couple from that area.
Okay. And then after I've gotten what I feel like is enough, I will leave and head back to present Kronk with a bottle.
You try to put a bottle in and you just hear clanking. It doesn't fit.
I'll put that one in my regular bag. Nice. And then I'll get out of there.
Okay.
And then Kronk, here you go.
Fucking nice.
I'll go. Do we have a room that we're gonna put this in? Where's the storage?
You could throw some in the captain's quarters.
How much? Because I've got a bit.
Like 10 bottles in there. The rest of it can probably go down in like the galley. All
right, I'm gonna go in and put 7 bottles in, and then put the rest down in the galley.
You have 149 bottles of wine.
We're going to make so much money selling all this shit when we get back to Matorga.
We got a nice wine cooler.
It's 200 fucking wine seller, gold per bottle. Anyways, so I'm going to take the bottle.
Yep.
I'm going to...
This is the 75-year-old Bretonnia
bubbly.
Yeah, super
snazzy shit. Yeah. So I'm gonna head over to the bow of the ship.
Please don't break it.
So... I'm not a super religious guy.
As you begin speaking, there's like a whisper network of the cultists, and they're like frantically like climbing down the rigging and scurrying to like encircle you.
Okay,
very listen cool. to your speech.
So I'm not a super religious guy. I'm not even superstitious. But Manon, please don't fuck us. I'm gonna the bottle.
No,
the bottle.
Give me a strength check.
Not the good bubbly.
Fargrim, don't worry. We've got more.
So wasteful.
I got you a cask of ale. Don't worry.
Thanks, bud.
It's a 10.
10. You slam it down, and it hits. It doesn't break. Oh. It just kind of bounces, and then the cork flies out, and it kind of like skitters and leaks a little bit. Fargrim, it lands at your feet. Again. it lands at Fargrim's feet.
The cork or the bottle?
The bottle.
Oh.
It bounces. The bottle. No, you tried to smash it, but it didn't break. It bounced. And then the cork flew out. It flew over by Fargrim.
Okay. For sure.
Try again. I think it's bad luck if you don't break the bottle.
Awkward.
Fargrim, there's a bottle at your feet that is spraying kind of slowly now. Very nice bubbly.
Dog
I'm going to pick it up.
Give me another.
No.
Actually, let's make it 2.
I'm going to pick it up, take a sip, toss it back to Kronk. Fucking just hit it harder, dude.
Nah, this one's a dud. I'm going to throw it in the water.
All right, here's another one.
2. All right, so I'm going to take these ones. I'm going to take a crack at another.
This one's a dud.
Maybe you're just weak, bro. Like,
just
what?
Just smack it with the second just bottle. Blast. That's a 22.
Yeah, that one smashes.
Like there we go. And then the other one as well. That's a 20. There we go. We got a 2 for way better than the first. The first one wasn't even good. Tried it. Sucked.
You are now out of Bretonnian bubbly.
Nice. All right.
You suck.
See you, Manon. It's 2 good bottles. Didn't do the bad one. You're welcome.
Didn't you throw the bad one over the side of the ship?
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Trash drunk too.
Hey, everyone likes to do Tour de France every once in a while. Yeah, exactly, but, yeah.
Sometimes you just slap the bag on some fucking shitty wine. You know, it is what it is.
All right, we getting out of here then.
Well, it's for the fishes now.
You begin sailing back to Matorca, and we will pick up next time on Drop Dice.
Woo! All right, woo.
So every day, I'm going to break another bottle on the ship for good luck.
Please don't.
Just start bringing the shit ones, though, dude. Like,
you're out of Bretonnia.
I don't know if we really have much of shit ones.
Why are you like this?
Some are much
apparently,
nicer
this is
colors.
Good luck, and I'm
it's
sick
not,
of our
it's not good luck.
Frequent bad luck.
I'm just making that up.
No, that's every ship gets christened with a bottle of wine that they break over it.
Once.
Do you think they just once. Go to once. Fucking Pick and Save and get a bottle of Andes?
Yes.
Some pink, some barefoot?
Hell yeah.
Not. Absolutely not.
Who's Andy?
No. I was gonna say, isn't it Andre?
Sure. I don't fucking know. My dog shit wine.
Man, imagine like the people really who like work that, at dude. That company are listening.
They know.
Catching strays.
They fucking know.
Unsubscribe.
Brother, we do buy that.
Shout out to super expensive wine getting absolutely wasted because Kronk is just, you know, a bougie bitch like that. Extravagance is expensive.
Do you want to join our Patreon so we can afford expensive wine? I promise he won't break it.
I'll break it on a boat.
No.
I will.
I'm on a boat.
I'll fucking do it.
We'll get a boat and then he'll break it on it.
We'll fucking...
Amber will cry.
Patreon finance us a boat to go break some expensive wine on.
It's a rowboat.
It's the canoe in the garage. It's a canoe. Yeah.
Chris in a dinghy. So anyways, shout out to our sponsors.
All day, BBL, every day.
Fan roll.
Totally not. Whatever the fuck. Andre, Andy, wine.
Get your gubbins.
Take your shit and leave.
Or sponsor us. Or we'll stop talking. We'll stop him from talking.
Convince
shit.
Convince me it's good.
With your money.
With your money.
Homeschool. Every time we make mimosas,
I never buy that.
Anyway,
I specifically don't buy that one.
Say thank you to our patrons.
Yes. Throw them up.
What up?
We love y'all.
Love you guys. Goats.
All right.
That's much appreciated. I mean, that's kind of. Yeah. All right.
Get the fuck out of here.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Turn it off.
Bye.
Leave.
Just like everyone else does.